It is now slightly easier to order a commercial aircraft that has been hijacked to be shot down. Ordinarily, the military is not supposed to launch such an attack without direct permission from the president, but Mr. Bush has now given several senior officers permission to open fire on their own if they don't have time to reach him. NPR's Steve Inskeep has the report.
Military officials say the rules cover a situation they'd rarely even considered before. The Air Force and the Air National Guard have mainly trained to meet hostile aircraft coming from outside the country. Shortly after this month's hijackings, Vice President Cheney confirmed that the president gave orders to shoot down civilian jetliners inside the U.S.
If they wouldn't pay any attention to instructions to move away from the city, as a last resort, our pilots were authorized to take them out.
The Pentagon has now taken somewhat similar instructions and made them permanent. Individual U.S. pilots do not have the authority to start shooting on their own, but they might get permission to start shooting more quickly. In general terms, here's how it works. If an air traffic controller reports that a plane has gone off course, that it's bound for some prohibited airspace, U.S. pilots would race to the scene. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says pilots would try to make contact first.
Prior to making any judgment, every effort is made to dissuade an airplane from going into any area that's prohibited. Through radio communications, it's done through hand signals, it's done through flying in front of an airplane. So there's all kinds of things that are done in advance.
If the plane did not respond, military officials would still try to notify the president. But if there wasn't time, Defense Department officials could make the call. Rumsfeld himself might make the decision. Failing that, a senior military commander would give the order. And if time did not even allow that, two mid-level generals now have the authority to decide if the U.S. military must open fire on a civilian jet. Rumsfeld suggests it is unlikely those generals would ever have to choose. The president and his top advisors are nearly always close to a secure telephone. But it's a decision that U.S. leaders now face again and again. Rumsfeld says he has already faced questions from military forces that have doubts about one plane or another.
I was called numerous times during the period on and after September 11th, up through recent periods.
The new rules may make it easier to protect civilians on the ground, but they're getting a mixed response from some of the people who might be on board the commercial jets. Pat Friend is the international president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
It scares me to death. These are fallible human beings making these decisions under very stressful circumstances.
Pentagon officials insist they are not going to be trigger happy. Only a few people can decide whether to open fire. Still, that small pool of senior officials may face the job of assessing a situation, asking a few questions, and deciding in minutes or even seconds whether to destroy a civilian aircraft. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.